This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Election Commission of India has issued notification for the second phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir, with this filing of nomination papers has begun. Last date for filing of nomination papers is the 5th of next month, while scrutiny of papers will be taken up the next day. Names can be withdrawn till the 9th of September. Polling will be held on the 25th of September. 26 assembly constituencies and 6 districts will go to polls in this phase. The districts are Gandharbal, Srinagar, Badgam, Rajouri, Poonch and Riyasi. The result of all phases will be declared on October 4th. In a massive crackdown in the Pakistan-led Vishakhapatnam espionage case, the National Investigation Agency NIA searched multiple locations across the country yesterday. According to the NIA, extensive searches were conducted at 16 locations in Gujarat, Karnataka, Kerala, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Haryana. The premises searched by the NIA teams were linked with suspects who had received money from Pakistan to undertake spying activities in India. The NIA statement said a total of 22 mobile phones and a host of sensitive documents were seized during the searches. The case involved leakage of sensitive information related to the Indian Navy as part of an anti-India conspiracy hatched from across the border. The Finance Minister has amended Securities Contracts Regulation Rules 1956, facilitating direct listing of securities by public Indian companies on international exchanges of GIFT Indian Financial System Code. The new amendments to facilitate easier access to global capital for Indian startups and companies in sunrise and technology sectors. This will benefit Indian companies to look avenues for expanding the presence in other markets. The ministry issued a gazette notification in this regard yesterday. As per the rules, the minimum offer and allotment to the public as per the offer document will be at least 10% of the post-issue capital for public Indian companies desiring to list solely on international exchanges in IFSC. The government has allowed the Union Public Service Commission to perform Aadhaar-based authentication to verify candidates' identity on a voluntary basis. It has been allowed at the time of registration and during various stages of examinations and recruitment. The decision came in the wake of cancelling of the provisional candidature of Pooja Khedkar and debarring her from all future examinations for fraudulently availing attempts to the civil services examination beyond eligibility by faking her identity. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat on the fourth consecutive day. Several districts of Saurashtra, especially Devbhoomi, Dwarka, Jamnagar, Porbandar, Rajkot and Kutch districts recorded very heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. Although the intensity of the rains has reduced in flood-affected regions of central Gujarat, especially Vadodara, a large number of areas are still under water and relief and rescue operations is underway. Our correspondent reports that at least 25 people lost their lives in the rain-related incidents in the state during the last 4 days. Nearly 1,200 people stranded in flood waters were rescued in Vadodara. Meanwhile, India Meteorological Department has predicted extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Saurashtra and Kutch regions today. In Bihar, flood situation continues to be grim as rivers including Ganga, Gandak, Koshi, Mahananda flowing above the danger mark at several places. Some new areas of Khagaria, Bhagalpur, Katihar have also been affected due to floods. 89 schools have been closed till 5th of September in flood-affected areas of Khagaria. IMD has also issued an alert for heavy rainfall in several parts of North Bihar for the next 24 hours. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has decided to appoint a technical joint committee to investigate the reasons for collapse of the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj statue in Sindhudurg. According to CMO, civil engineers, experts, representatives from Indian Institute of Technology and Navy officials are going to be part of the technical joint committee. Today is National Sports Day. The day is celebrated on the 29th of August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of the legendary hockey player Major Dhyanchand. Extending his greetings on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is committed to supporting sports and ensuring more youth are able to play and shine. And that is the end of this news bulletin.